This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 10th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew 27:50-51. It says there, "Now when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." End of quote. Three Gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, record a unique and marvelous incident happened at the moment of the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. This event is the curtain of the temple in Jerusalem was torn in two from top to bottom. In the temple, a very high and thick veil separated the Holy of Holy Place from other parts of the temple. You see, the mercy seat was in the Holy of Holies. The presence of God dwelt there. Only the high priest was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies, and that is even allowed only once in a year. The high priest went to the Holy of Holies once in a year for the atonement of all of people Israel's sin. And that day is called the Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. The high priest used to enter the holy place, the most holy place, with animal blood to sprinkle on the front of the mercy seat for the atonement of the nation's sins. You see, the curtain or the veil was about 70 feet high and 4 inches in thickness. The Bible says the veil was fashioned from blue, purple, and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. You see, this very high and thick curtain was torn in two, not from the bottom up or sidewise. It was torn from top to bottom. Bible says in Hebrews 10:19 this. It says, "Brothers and sisters, since we have the confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body." End of quote. Beloved, the curtain in front of the Holy of Holies separated people from God. Only the high priest could go in after much preparation for many days and with the blood of the bull to atone the sins for the people. The curtain torn from top to bottom had any significance? Yes, it does. Much more than you ever imagined. Now, because Jesus died and paid for your sins with his divine and sinless blood, no more sacrifices and efforts needed to atone for your sins. He paid it all. 70 feet tall and 4 inch thick curtain torn from not by human hands. It is torn by God himself. God says now, "Come to me as you are." He says, no matter what you have done or where have you been, come near to me. Come close to me. I will come close to you. God says, "I will save you," because the eternal Son, Jesus Christ, paid for all of your sins. You see, no more sacrifices required. No more atonement for your sins and mistakes needed. Jesus calls, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." End of quote. Matthew 11:28-29. Beloved, are you still trying to please God by your works? Listen, the work is already done on the cross. Your sin-tainted works can never save you, brother. It can never give you rest to your souls. However, God is calling you to come to his Son, Jesus, who paid all your sins by his divine and sinless blood. Now you have peace with God. You get rest for your souls. You get forgiveness of all of your sins. You see, God accepts you in the person and work of Jesus Christ. You get eternal life in heaven at the moment of your death here. Be not afraid. Come as you are. Tell all to him. Because you know what? Jesus knows all about it anyway. But he still loves you with an everlasting love and calls you. All your blessings, all, are wrapped in an indescribable gift called the Savior Jesus Christ. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe a new way was opened to come to God through that curtain, which is the body of Jesus. I believe I don't need to do any sacrifices or efforts to earn your acceptance. The blood of Christ paid it all. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I turn from my old life, repent of my sins and ask your forgiveness. Save me and grant me rest to my soul today. In the name of Christ I pray. Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.